It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
Well, it is always a pleasure when we get to talk with the Executive Director of the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization and Camp Howard. We welcome Sister Krista von Borstel to the Morning Blend. Good morning, Sister Krista.
Good morning, Dave. It's great to be with you. Well, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, great to have you with us. We always enjoy talking with you on this beautiful, chilly fall morning. You kind of like the transition from summertime to the fall?
I feel really fortunate that we got our championship cross-country meet in on Saturday. It was terrific weather. And I love the transition. I've never complained about rain. So,
you know, we had a chance. I don't know if you had a chance to hear the interview, but we enjoyed it so much. We had a chance to talk with four student cross-country, CYO cross-country runners. It couldn't have been more enjoyable.
They loved it, and they're great kids. They were just, you know, the whole group of kids that ran in cross-country this fall just had a blast.
You know what really caught my attention when I was interviewing them, and this is so much of what CYO is all about. I asked each one of them what they enjoyed most about CYO, and their answer, every one of them, being with friends.
You know, that is true throughout the program, and it really is just, you know, that's one of the important things that I think people need to realize is why CYO needs to be a strong organization, because we keep friends together, and those friends move from the Catholic grade schools, hopefully to the Catholic high schools with their friends. And I think CYO is a great vehicle for keeping kids in Catholic schools.
Well, you think about that, too, and here they start with CYO programs, be it in the third grade, and they move up through the ranks, up and through the eighth grade, and then they get into high school, and as you said, they're still with their friends, and then they can put a CYO high school basketball team together, and they're still with their friends.
That's right, and it's almost time for basketball. We're just getting ready to open registrations, or to open the websites for the various clubs to get basketball going, so That's going to be great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, before that, though, we have a very big and important event coming up on October 19th. It is the Champions of Faith Dinner, and it's going to be a virtual program this year, but that certainly does not diminish the importance of this program or how much you want people involved and to tune into this. So it's a big night.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, Dave. I've really, you know, given it a lot of thought. And Lisa Sanders, our development director, has just done so much work behind the scenes. I really have to credit her with, you know, the success and just all the effort that's gone into it, getting the films and things put together. I'm excited. I've seen some of the films, and they are terrific. One of the exciting things we did this summer was take a tour of the new Welcome Center. So that's going to be, you know, part of the program. But, you know, it's a real opportunity for people that don't normally get to go, because it's a free event and it's an opportunity to see things behind the scenes that you wouldn't normally see, and a great opportunity for everyone to make a difference in the lives of these kids, because, you know, we've got about a quarter of the kids that participate in CYO and Camp Howard that are on at least partial scholarships. We give away several full scholarships because there are kids that just wouldn't participate if we didn't help them totally. But lots of kids need a little bit of help, and this dinner is really crucially important to being able to make these programs available to kids from all walks of life.
So explain to folks how it's going to work on the 19th and how they can essentially be a part of this.
Well, they're going to tune in hopefully at 6:30 for our pre-show, which is going to help guide them to getting to where they need to be. And there will be a little bit of information as well shared at the 6:30 pre-show. And at 7, everything really kicks in with our virtual program. And there's unlimited seating in our virtual ballroom. So it will enable all of us to be a part of it and to make a difference for you.
You know, go ahead.
I recommend to people to get registered ahead of time so that when the show comes on, they're there and ready to go. And they can do that by visiting our website at www.cyocamphoward.org.
Excellent. Again, that's cyocamphoward.org to be able to attend the Virtual Champions of Faith Banquet October 19th. That's a Tuesday evening, October 19th. So yes, please don't miss it. And what I've heard too, Sister Krista, from other organizations who have done virtual events, it really has given other folks opportunities to participate who can't come to a live banquet, so to speak.
That's right. You know, several of the sisters have gotten together for various virtual events this past year, and I know that there were about five of us sitting up here watching the Abbey's event, and it was fun because, you know, it's not something that normally we can do, but it was an opportunity to go and see, you know, how they do it, and it was really a lot of fun.
I've got to say, too, I had the opportunity, which you heard, to chat with legendary coach, Notre Dame coach, Lou Holtz, who is a big supporter of CYO Camp Howard. And what a joy it was to talk with Coach Holtz. And again, he knows the importance of CYO.
That's right. You know, I was really happy that you had that interview, and I thought he did such a nice job. You know, and he had experience with CYO as a youth, and he knows how important it is. And I thought he was a great spokesman for, you know, the value and importance of what it is that we try to do.
Once again, it is the Champions of Faith virtual program. This is free. You can go to the cyocamphoward.org website, cyocamphoward.org. Tuesday evening, the 19th of October, just less than 2 weeks away. And Sister Krista, again, we just cannot really just say how important this is to be able to provide scholarships to the students.
That's right. You know, we have, during normal years, we have around 10,000 youth who participate in our sport programs, and there are about 7,000 youth through our summer program, through rentals, and through the outdoor school who visit the camp. So, you know, that's quite a number of people in our programs. But as far as our sports and our summer camping program, there are a quarter of the youth that would not be able to participate if it weren't for the scholarships made available by Champions of Faith. So we really are grateful to our donors for helping us replenish our scholarship fund because, you know, during COVID, we reached out to all of our donors, and they allowed us to use that for greatest need because we were trying to get through a year of no business. And so this year we're trying to replenish our scholarship fund and make sure that kids continue to be able to take part in all of these programs. Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. Sister Krista von Borstel, she is the executive director of the Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard. Again, their big Champions of Faith virtual event. It's free October 19th, Tuesday evening, 6:30 for the pre-show. You can pre-register at cyocamphoward.org. Sister Krista, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much, and we just wish you so much success with the upcoming dinner.
Thank you so much, Dave, and thank you for your and Modern Day's help in helping us get the word out. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, God bless.
God bless you, Dave. Bye-bye.